Today's Amud is Tainis Chaf Aleph from a Beis. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the words Ezehi Dever. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that Dever is something that that they have to start fasting for right away. And the Mishnah said Ezehi Dever. What's the definition of Dever? How do we define that there's some sort of Magefa, that there's some sort of pandemic? So the Mishnah said, Yir ha-Mitziyah chamesh mea yisragli, that if you have a city with a population of 500, and the Mishnah said if three people die over 3 days, so one each day, 3 days in a row, one person, one out of 500 dies, but it's 0.2%, so that's already considered a Magefa. So now we have a Braisa which elaborates on this point, says the Gemara Tan Rabban, and we learned in the Braisa, Yir ha-Mitziyah chamesh mea yisva'ele fragli, if you have a city with a population of 1,500, so three times the amount of the population of the city described in the Mishnah, kagoin Kfar Akoy, like the city of Kfar Akoy, v'yotza himena tisha mesem b'shloisha yamim zeh achar zeh, and there's 9 people that die 3 days over a course of 3 days, so 3 people die each day for 3 days straight, zeh achar zeh, 3 days in a row, hareza dever, that's considered dever, which is really percentagely the same amount described in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we described the city with a population of 500, so we had one person dying each day for 3 days straight. Now we have a city with a population of 1,500, so three times larger, so then it's three people dying each day for 3 days straight. B'yoyim echad ay ba'ari yamim, says the Braisa, if these 9 people die all in one day, or if they die over a course of 4 days, so then ain't a dever, so then that's no longer considered dever. It's specifically 3 days in a row, that's what makes the chazaka. V'yir ha-maitziyah chamesh mea yisragli, and then the same case as our Mishnah, if you have a city with a population of 500, kagoin kfar amikoy, sounds like a really bad idea that the Braisa says the names of cities, usually we say al tiftach pe l'satan, but okay, so it says a city like Kfar Amikoy. So then the Yatsami Menu Shleisha Mesim Bishleisha Yamim Zachezah. So then it's the same numbers as what's mentioned in the Mishnah, the three people that die over a course of 3 days, Zachezah, 3 days in a row. So then Hareza Dever, so then that's considered Dever. But Bioy Mechade Barbiyami means a Dever. If it's all over a course of 1 day or 4 days, so then that's not considered Dever. Now says the Gemara that Dreikarta Ir HaMaitziya Chamesh Mea Yisragli Havo. Dreikarta was a city with a population of 500, was a small city. V'yatsu Mimena Shleisha Mesen B'yoyim Echad, and they had it that three people died all in one day. So now, according to the Braisa, it would seem to be that in such a city, they should not make a tainus. It's only if 3 people die over a course of 3 days that they make a tainus. Here in Dreikarta, they had it that there was some sort of a sickness. And then people died all in one day. The 3 people died all in one day. And yet still says the Gemara that Gazer Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista Taneso. Now Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista was Gazer Atainis. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman Bar Chista, Kiman, who are you going like? The Braisa says that you don't make a Tainis in such a case if they all die in one day. So who is this like? It's Krebi Meir. This is going like the Shita of Rav Meir, the Amar who says, we have this in Bava Kamo, that Richig Negichaisav Chayiv, Kirv Negichaisav Akol Shekein. So the background of this halacha is that we know that if a person has a shor and it gores another animal, so you only pay Chatzi Nezek once it gores and it gores 3 times. So then we say it becomes a Muad, and then now the owner of the shor, now he's Chayiv to pay Nezek Shalem, he's Chayiv to pay the full cost of the damages. So now, how does a shor become a Muad? So we said if it gores 3 times. So the lashon of the Gemara is that it has to gore 3 times over 3 days. What happens if it gores 3 times in one day? So then we have a machlekas or mei and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that no, it's specifically over 3 days. I think it's the lashon of the pasuk. It's specifically over 3 days. If it gores 3 times in 3 days, that's when it becomes a muad. If it happens all in one day, so then it doesn't become a muad. And Rabbi Meir argues, he says in Svara, that imrichik negichais of chayiv, if you're chayiv when it gores 3 times over 3 days, so kirv negichais of the kol shekein, so now the more so you see how crazy this axe is when it gores 3 times all in one day. Exactly the lumdus of this and the nafkaminas, the halacha that we learn from this, we're going to discuss Bezuz Hashem in the Raisa Halacha article at the end of the week, but that's just the background in short of this halacha that Rameer says that if you see if something had happened over a longer period of time and it becomes a muad, so then all the more so we can make the chazaka if it happens in a shorter period of time. So Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista held like this sheet of Rav Meir, and therefore he said that if we can make a chazaka on the illness, that if it kills three people over 3 days, we make a chazaka. So now all the more so if it's able to kill three people in 1 day, all the more so that's a chazaka that this illness is very dangerous, and therefore he was geyser the tainus. Now, Amar Leir of Nachman bar Rav Chista, Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak, that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, he said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that Leikumar in Leisi Gabon. He says that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, apparently he lived in a city which, had some people that weren't so, such B'nai Milo, and therefore Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, he said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, why don't you come by us? We live in a holy city, come live by us in the holy city. So Amar Leir, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak responds that Tanina, then no, I have a brisa. It says that Rabbi Yosi Aimer loy mekaymei shel adam mechabdoi ela adam mechabed es mekaymei. A member from Rabbi Yosi, a teaching from Rabbi Yosi, he says it's not the place of a person that's mechabed him. If a person lives in a holy place, but he himself is not so holy, that's not going to give him cover. People aren't going to think any better of him. It's a adam that's mechabed es mekaymei. Either Abba, it's a person who's mechubad and he lives in a place no matter what's going on in the place, so he gives cover to the place. It's the person that's sick, or not the place. And Shekematzinu by Har Sinai, which is a concept, it's something that we find by Har Sinai in Yonah Diyoma. Shekozman Shashchina Sheruya Olav, so long as the Shechina, so Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina was resting on Har Sinai, so then the Makkim had covered. And Amr Torah, the Torah says, Gam Atzayim Vabakar Al Yiru El Mula Harahu. No one was allowed to even touch the mountain. Even the animals, they couldn't go near the mountain. Yet Nestalka Shechina Mimenu, once the person, so to speak, Haviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, it left Har Sinai, so then Amr Torah, now Har Sinai wasn't Mechubad anymore. So then the Torah says, B'mshoicha yoivil himayalu bahar, anybody who wants could go and they could run up the mountain. And we find this idea as well expressed in Dayal Mayed, Sheba Midbar, that was in the Midbar, Shekozman Shehunatoy, so long as Dayal Mayed, the Mishkan was pitched, it was set up, so Amr Taira, Vishalchu min HaMachna Kol Tzeruah. So then anybody who was a Metzaira, he wasn't allowed to be in the Machna. But then, Hugluluah Pareichas, as soon as they wrapped up the Pareichas, meaning they wrapped up the whole Mishkan, so then Hutru Zavin Vahmetzairayim, Mikanes Lasham, so then even that exact place that the Mishkan was, anybody could go there. It didn't have its kedusha anymore. So Amar Leh, so Rav Nachum, so that was what Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chista. I'm not going to come to you just because you live in a holier place. It doesn't do anything. It's not the place that's mechabed the person. It's the person that's mechabed the place. So Amar Leh, so Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chista responds, the Meisar, the way the Chida explains the Gemara in Pesach Inayim, is that Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chista, he still wanted to be neighbors with Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. He thought he was going to convince Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak to come, by telling him, oh, we have a holy place, you should come, you should live here. That didn't work. Lamaisa, he wanted to be neighbors. He wanted to learn with him. He wanted to learn from him. And therefore, says Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that Ihachi, if so, if I'm not going to convince you to come to live by me, so then maybe Nekom Ano Legabi Mar, so maybe I should go live by you. Lamaisa, at least then I'll get to learn from you. I'll get to learn with you. So Amar Lei, to that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, I'm going to have to decline. That Mutav Yavai Mane ben Pras, it's a Mane ben Mane. If anything, we should do the opposite. The one who's the Mane ben Pras, the Mane who's the son of a Pras, is only half, should go to the Mane ben Mane, should go to the one whose father is Chashev. Meaning my father, seemingly what he's saying is, my father Yitzchak, he wasn't so Chashev. So I should go to you, because you're the Mane ben Mane. Your father was Rav Chista. Val Yavai Mane ben Mane, it's a Mane ben Pras. But to make the Mane ben Mane go to the Mane ben Pras, to make you come to me, that doesn't seem right. So now the Mefarshim, the Achrayim, they all ask already that the Gemara is a Pella, that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak would say such a thing about his father, that he would call his father a pras. It doesn't seem very right in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak would do such a thing. And so Lamaisa, the Achronim, they do deal with this. They add, they give different terutzim. The Sfas Emes learns he was talking about financially, that he wasn't saying in terms of chashivas, he just meant financially, that your father's wealthier, which is something which deserves covet. Wealth is something which deserves covet, and therefore he was saying that therefore makes more sense for me to go to you. My father's less wealthy, and therefore it makes sense to go to you than for you to go to me. Akapanim says the Gemara Vayter now, that Besura Havas Devarta. In Sura there was some sort of Dever, there was some sort of plague, and Beshivuse the Rav Loi Hava Devarta. Even though Rav was from Sura, in his neighborhood, in the Shchuna of Rav, in Rav's neighborhood, they weren't affected by the Dever. So Savru Mineis, everybody in the town, they assumed Mishum Shchuse the Rav, the Nafish, that why is it that Rav's community was protected? It's because of Rav's Chus. However, Ischazilu Bechilma, some people in the city, they saw in a dream that Rav the Nefisha Zechuse Tuva Hamilsa Zutrale. That Rav the Zechuse, the Nefisha Zechuse Tuva, Rav who has so much Zechusim, he has more Zechusim, Hamilsa Zutrale Rav. This is too small for Rav, that his community should be protected from the Dever. That compared to the amount of zchusim that Rav has, that would be too little. Rather, the zchus that's protecting the city is something else. What was protecting the city? Elo mishuma hu gavra. There was a certain man in the city. The shayol maru zvila likfura. He had a gemach where he would lend a spade and a shovel for kfura, and it was his gemach, that gemach that he lent these tools to the chevra kedisha. That's what was protecting the city. Unbelievably, you see the chashivas in running a gemach. And says the Gemara, another story, that Budrakarta Havas Delecta, before we mentioned Rakarta, they had some sort of plague. Now Dukarta, they had a fire. I guess not a place you want to necessarily move to so quickly, if you know where it is. So Dukarta, they had a fire. A fire broke out in town. And Bishivavuse, the Rav Huna, Loi Havad Lekta, and in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, they weren't affected by the fire. So Savar Mina, Bishchusa, the Rav Huna, the Nafish, they thought, okay, it was because Rav Huna has so much Chusim, so that's what's protecting his Shchuna. However, Ischazilu Bechilma, the people in the town, they saw in the dream that Hai Zutrale L'Rav Huna, that no, this is too small for Rav Huna. Eva, you know what's protecting the city from the fire? It's Mishoma Hi Issa. It's because of a certain lady in the town, the Mechamemes Tanura. She heats up her oven. She has an oven gemach. She heats up her oven every hour, all the time. Umishaili L'Shivuse, and she allows the neighbors to use her oven. She runs an oven gemach. She heats up the oven. She was Zaycha to have an oven. She would heat it up, and then she would tell all the neighbors, if you want to heat up your food, you want to cook something, you could come to my house and you could do it in my oven. And that's chus that she had this oven gemach, that's what made it that the city was, that their shchuna was protected. Now Amru Leila Rav Yehuda, they said to Rav Yehuda, another story, they said they reported to Rav Yehuda that Asu Kamtse, that there are some locusts that are coming to the town, we see them coming. So Gazar Tanesa. So Lamaisis Rav Yehuda, you found out that there's locusts. That's something your geyser atinus for. So he was geyser atinus. Now Amrulei, they said to Rav Yehuda that loy kamafsedan. They said that the locusts, some of them already arrived, and lamaisa, they're not eating all of our stuff. I mean, the reason to be geyser atinus when locusts come is because they're going to be eating all the tefuah, they're going to be eating all the grains, all the vegetables, they're going to be eating all the produce. But lamaisa, they told Rav Yehuda that these grasshoppers came and they're not taking the food. So maybe we shouldn't fast. So Amar Luhus, Rav Yehuda said back to them sharply, he said, I don't understand. Zavda Isu Behadayu, did they bring suitcases with them? Eventually they're going to get hungry. Did they take their suitcases with them? You think that you see that they brought food with them? They're going to get hungry. What do you think they're going to eat? And therefore he said, no, it's the right thing to fast. Another story, Amar Leila Rav Yehuda, again Rav Yehuda, they said to Rav Yehuda, that there's some sort of deathly illness that's spreading around the Chazirei. Swine flu. There's some sort of flu going around by the Chazirim. So Gazer Tanisa. So Rav Yehuda was Gazer Atinus. So says the Gemara, from this that there was swine flu and Rav Yehuda was Gazer Atinus, name a Kesava Rav Yehuda, Maka Mishulachas Mimin Echad, Mishulachas Mikol Aminin. That anytime you have a contagious disease in one min, you have to be concerned that it's going to spread to a different min. And therefore, even though this was only affecting animals, was only affecting the Chazirim, you have to be concerned that the next place it's going to go is the people. That's why he was Geyser the Tainus. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, you should not make that diuk. You should not learn from here that you have to always be concerned that anytime you have a contagious disease in one man, that it's going to spread to the other man. It's specifically about chazirim that you have to be concerned. Why dafka chazirim? Shani chazirei de damin me'ayu levnei inshi. The chazirim, their intestines are very similar to those of people. The anatomy of the chazir is similar to that of people, and therefore, specifically by chazirim, that's where you have to watch out for this. The way Rashi explains is that therefore it's a bad simen. Rashi learns it's a little bit more mystical. He says that it's a bad simen because the chazirim have this, and chazirim are very similar to people. So therefore, you have to be chayshesh that the next place it's going to go is to the people. The lashon of Rashi is that it's a simen rahu, that it's a simen ra, that you have to be concerned that it's going to go to people next. The Meiri learns much more physically. The Meiri learns pashut that being that our intestines are similar, so whatever affected the chazirim, we have to be concerned it's going to affect people also. If it was able to affect the systems of the chazirim, we have the same anatomy as them, so then we're similar anatomy, so then you have to be concerned that it's going to affect people as well. Another story now says the Gemara Amru Leila Shmuel. They said to Shmuel that Ikam Meisna Bechuzai, that there's a illness that's going around, a contagious illness that's going around in Bechuzai. Now Bechuzai was far away from where Shmuel lived, and still Gazar Tanesa, he was Gazar Tainis. So Amru Leila Vahamirchak. So they said to Shmuel, but it's very far away. So why are we being Gazar Tainis when Bechuzai is so far away? So Amar. So Shmuel responded, Leka Mavrahacha de Pasikle. What is, there's no mechitza that's separating us from Bechuzai? There's nothing that's separating. He said that Leka Mavrahacha de Pasikle. There's no mechitza that's separating us. And being that there's no mechitza that's separating us, so we have to be concerned that it's going to come here next. Another story, Amru Leila Rav Nachman, they said to Rav Nachman that Ika Moisna Ba'arad Yisrael. Rav Nachman lived in Bavel. But they told Rav Nachman that there's an illness that's going around in Eretz Yisrael. There's some sort of plague. So Gazer Tanesa. So Rav Nachman was Gazer Tainis. So Amar. So and Rav Nachman explained that even though we're far away, why am I being Gazer Tainis? Because he said in Gevira Leika Shivcha LeKal Shekein, if the master of the house is being afflicted, so all the more so the Shivcha has to be scared. Meaning, even though we're very far away from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nachman said if Eretz Yisrael is being affected by a plague, and Eretz Yisrael is like the Gvira, so the Anas and Bavel who are like the Shivcha, all the more so we have to be scared. It's inconceivable that something would affect Eretz Yisrael, and that the Shivcha should be so confident, that the people in Bavel should be so confident. There's a letter actually I once saw, there's a sefer which printed the letters from Rav Chatzko Levenstein, and over there on one of the letters in Eis Reish Beis, so he writes a letter to a certain, someone who sent him a letter, and then mentioned to him about, like in passing, he mentioned the fact that in Eretz Yisrael there was a dangerous matzav at the time, and so Lamaisa Rav Chaskel sends him back in the letter, he says, Masha Kaisev Kihu Raya Iza Sakana Marchefes Al Arzenu HaKadosh Chas V'Shalom. He says, this that you write, that you see, that there, you heard, that you see, that there's some sort of Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, in Arzenu HaKadosh Chas V'Shalom, says Rav Chaskel, Yeda Kvaidoi, you should know, Ki Anche Eretz Yisrael Loikein Chayishvim. We don't live our lives like that here in Eretz Yisrael. We don't feel like that there's such a sakana, it's so dangerous to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's a dangerous place, we don't feel like that. We say, this is our home, we don't feel like we're in danger. And he says, and why should the Shivcha be so much more confident than the Gvirta, that you who live in Chutz La'aretz, you should feel that, oh, in Chutz La'aretz we're fine, in Eretz Yisrael they have the issues, in Eretz Yisrael it's dangerous, in Chutz La'aretz we're fine, in Chutz La'aretz everything's all fine, we don't have to be scared of anything. That's what Rav Nachman said, that if there's some sort of disease, that there's some sort of anything going around in Eretz Yisrael, so now the more so the people in Bavel have to be scared, Kol Shekein, and therefore he was Geyser Tainis when there was something that was affecting Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara is a kasha, because you see from here that Rav Nachman was only Geyser the Tainis because of this cheshbon, that if something was affecting Eretz Yisrael, so all the more so those who live in Chutz La'aretz have to be scared as well. Meaning Be'etzem it was far away. Bavel and Eretz Yisrael were far away, and therefore he didn't have to be Geyser Tainis, but because it was Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Shivcha L'Kol Shekein, he was Geyser the Tainis. So ask the Gemara Taima, it seems like from here, the only reason why Rav Nachman was Geyser the Tainis is because the Gvira of a Shivcha. It's because we were dealing with a Gvira and a Shivcha. Being that there was something affecting Eretz Yisrael, so Kol Shekein, the Shivcha has to be scared. Mashma HaShivcha Shivcha loy. If it would be two shivchas, two places in Chutz La'aretz, where they were far away from each other, so then one place in Chutz La'aretz doesn't have to be Geyser Tainis when there's another place in Chutz La'aretz that's suffering from this contagious disease. But ask the Gemara, V'amr Leila Shmuel, we just had a few lines before this, that when they told Shmuel, Ika Mais Na Bechuzai, that there was some sort of a deadly illness that was spreading in Bechuzai, which is far away from where Shmuel lived, Gazer Tanesa, he was Geyser Tainis, even though he was was far away, and it's the shivcha v'shivcha. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, and that story was different. Because from Bechuzai to where Shmuel lived, maybe it was Nardai, so there was a caravan that went in between the two cities. Really, if cities are far, you don't have to be Geyser Atinus. But being that where Shmuel lived, there was a caravan that went from there to Bechuzai, so therefore he had to be scared, and even though it was far away, he was Geyser the Tainus. That's when it comes to Shivcha v'Shivcha, two places in Chutzlaretz. When it comes to Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, even if there's no Shayara, even if there's no caravan, automatically if the Gvirta is being afflicted, so then automatically the Shivcha has to be scared as well. We'll just end with one thought. We mentioned earlier in the Amud, we'll just say one thought, that when we mentioned earlier in the Amud, that when it comes to Har Sinai, so while Hashem was giving us the Torah on Har Sinai, when we had the Shekhinah on top of Har Sinai, so then no one was able to go near the mountain, you weren't allowed to touch it. As soon as the Shekhinah left, so then they blew Shofar and anyone could go run up the mountain. Halei Davaru, it's an unbelievable thing. You see, you would imagine that one of the holiest places that we should have in Yiddishkeit, so the Beis HaMikdash, the site of the Beis HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, fine, that makes a lot of sense. One of the next places on your list of holiest places in Yiddishkeit, you would think would be Har Sinai, the place that we got the Torah, our Torah HaKdoshah. You would think that should be one of the holiest places that we have in our religion. And yet, what do we see? That as soon as Matan Torah was finished, you could go and you could do whatever you want in Har Sinai. There's no rules, there's no restrictions. You could do whatever you want. All the Kedusha left. How could it be? How could it be such a thing? The place that we got the Torah, now afterwards, has no Kedusha. And I believe it's the Maral that explains, that Torah is not relegated to any certain place. Torah is not a Chachma that you learn in the Beis Medrash, and then you leave the Beis Medrash and the Kedusha stays behind. The Beis Medrash has its Kedusha, but then I go home and I do my thing. That's not the way it works with Torah. Torah, the Kedusha stays with us. Wherever we go, that's where the Kedusha goes. We might learn in the Beis Medrash, and of course there's a Kedusha of the Beis Medrash, but the main Kedusha of the Torah, that Kedusha comes with us, that goes wherever we go. And that's the lesson over here that the Maral points out, that although Har Sinai was the place that we got the Torah, as soon as Matan Torah was finished and Klal Yisrael left, the Kedusha stays with us, and wherever we go, that's where we have the Kedusha. So, Bezus Hashem, we should live our lives like that. The Torah is something that we take with us. We live our lives al pi the Torah. It's not just something that we learn in the Beis Medrash, and then we leave it behind. We take it with us wherever we go. We should all be Zaycha, a Chag Sameach, and a good Yom Tov to all.